This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Matt Stein, that's Daryl the Guru Johnson, and we are adjacent to Chase Center at Splash, new sports bar at Thrive City, and let me tell you something, Goo. This is going to be a fun show today. We got a lot of people who are coming in and out, and we're at a venue that, quite frankly, is pretty spectacular.
You know what? I'm thinking of the sitcom The Jeffersons. We're moving on up, Stani. Last time we were here, we were on the ground. Now we're up staring at Steph and Giannis.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So here's what's going on today. We're down here doing a show, getting ready for the All-Star game on Sunday, All-Star weekend here in San Francisco. And it's going to come at you pretty fast today.
Yeah.
Festus Ezeli is going to join us in about 10 minutes. Former Golden State Warrior, now NBC Sports Bay Area. We're going to have Tiffany Williams. She's the Chief Operating Officer of 30 Inc., which is Steph Curry's collective that he's very involved with. We're going to have Kelly Flato. She's the Executive Vice President, Global Events of the NBA. She put this whole thing together, and she puts All-Star Games together. We're going to have Zaza Pachulia, former Warrior, now the business liaison. We're going to have, and Guru's going to help me with this gentleman, P-Lo, a rapper. He'll probably dominate that conversation. And then Kirk Lacob is going to join us at 1:15, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations and also Vice President of Golden State Warriors Sports Ventures. So there it is. We're going to have a lot of guests today, and we'll continue with the theme about Jimmy Butler, because Jimmy Butler has transformed this team, it feels like, Guru. They've won two games with him here. They'd been in a malaise before that. He's come onto the scene, and he just seems to have changed everything. And the question now becomes, how sustainable is it? And is this the Warrior team we're going to see for the rest of the year?
Yeah, and I know you made a mockery or fun of my verbiage when I brought up the word pedigree. And I was hoping the Warriors, mainly Steph and Dre, would be able to get into a series, qualify, obviously, and be able to display and use and tap into that pedigree. And I didn't see it. And I was down. I was thinking, okay, this thing is running out of gas. Where do we go from here? And lo and behold, the trade deadline, everything that went with that, the circus, the zoo, but the Warriors got their prize. And it might not have been been the guy at the top of a lot of fans' lists. Bastani styles make fights. He is, his game is different, and the Warriors need it. He gives you now a body punch. I love it. So I think it's sustainable, and I was having fun with the boss. We were before the show started. Two games in 2 days, tonight in Dallas, tomorrow in Houston, Stani. But I'm wondering, man, if this team can string together maybe a couple more victories, how soon do we break out the Lamborghini of sports talk in regard to the Warriors are that team you don't want to see in the playoffs, but they got to qualify, and that's the bear in all this.
Yep, they got to keep winning games, and they've got to find their way into the top six. At least that's the goal of Steve Kerr. He mentioned that yesterday. You know, the one thing I was thinking about, and I'm trying to get some help from Warrior fans here. So, obviously, this move for Jimmy Butler has been a huge spark, and it's been a boon for the organization.
Right.
And I just can't help thinking about Kevin Durant. And when Kevin Durant came here to the Golden State Warriors, and the excitement and the buzz and the fact that I can remember where I was when I read the news, and then you follow Kevin Durant's career here for 3 years. They win two titles, but it didn't end well. It didn't end well, and there was a feeling among some people, and I think Kevin Durant was one, that the fans maybe just didn't appreciate Kevin Durant enough. They didn't, you know, they didn't give him the benefit of the doubt playing alongside Steph Curry. And I guess what I'm wondering is, so here comes Jimmy Butler, another high-profile player who has improved or changed the dynamic of the team. And I'm wondering, if you're a fan, how do you approach the fact that Jimmy Butler's going to be on this team for 2.5 more years, which, quite frankly, will be as long as Durant had been here almost. And as a fan base, do you feel like you've got to, I don't know about change, but how do you make Jimmy Butler feel appreciated in a way that Kevin Durant apparently didn't feel appreciated?
Well, I love the thought, and I'll tell you this, because you're asking about the fans, and that's what I am. But the bottom line is the organization did their part in regard to the chicken, right? So he got an extension, he got 2 years. So on that front, Jimmy Butler should be as happy as a kid in Disneyland, okay? So there's that part of it. And then I feel like a great relationship is when both parties involved kind of get their back scratched. They get what they need. And Jimmy Butler needed to change his scenery. He's here with the Warriors. And I'm going to use a line from Kendrick Lamar, Stani. I feel like Warrior fans were humbled. I feel like we were running out of gas. We were desperate. And now the organization led by Mike D and Joe Lacob bring these two together. And I think it's a match made in heaven. So I don't know why I can't foresee anything that would throw Jimmy Butler off in regard to him putting his best foot forward. I think it's psychological. Hey, Stani, we're parents, we're adults. It takes two to tango. We don't know everything that went down in Miami, nor do I care. But Jimmy Butler gets a clean slate here, and I believe that should be from the fan base and vice versa. And through eight quarters of basketball, if we just, you know, hone in there on the basketball part of this, it's just been beautiful to watch.
888-957-9570 is the number. And, you know, I'm just wondering,
I get you,
how Warrior fans feel, because, you know, Jimmy Butler has come into this environment in a way that Durant did. There's a lot of excitement. He has already made himself a key part of this team, and I'm interested to see over the long term, you know, how the fans treat Jimmy Butler, and how are you feeling about Jimmy Butler? And I know that he came with some baggage, but It's more about how he fits in with his team and also how the fans are going to view him. And I just wonder if there are any fans out there that look back at the Kevin Durant situation and think, you know what, man, if we get another star in here, maybe we need to appreciate him more.
Yeah.
And because that's been kind of a narrative. Now, if it's not true, you can tell me it's not true. But, you know, that's one thing about Jimmy Butler that I'm kind of looking forward to. The relationship Jimmy Butler will start to have with the Golden State Warrior fans.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, by all reports, I know we talked about his zen, per se, getting ready for the games with the candle and the music and, you know, his teammates kind of get a kick out of it or whatnot. I'll just say, from the outside looking in, Steiny, it's off to a good start. But you've really rattled my cage in regard to, because we've gone back and forth about Kevin Durant, and I can't tell KD how to feel about his experience because it's his. But at the end of the day, you know what? I'm wondering if I took Kevin Durant personally for granted. And maybe now that we saw the Warriors kind of, you know, I'll use the word, kind of run out of gas, it looked, you know, dire, maybe they appreciate the emergence or the acquisition of Jimmy Butler that much more. Because, Steiny, let's be honest, man, and again, I don't know where this thing is going, but I would bet my last dollar it's going up. I mean, they needed this. And right now, again, through two games, it looks like, you know what, these two guys are two people, entities, are going to make beautiful music.
So I'm talking to the boss before the show.
I saw that.
And he's talking about, you know, the Durant. When Durant was here, by the time he left, he didn't feel appreciated. And he said, what's the fans' plan? What do you think they need? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, well, the fans need to come up with a plan of how to embrace Jimmy Butler because, you know, apparently Durant didn't feel like he was appreciated. So this fan base needs to figure this out. And I'm like, oh, okay.
See, why don't I like that,
Steiny? I don't know. Because you don't like to hear that Durant wasn't crazy about being here. That's why.
Well, what if I told you this real quick? What if I said Durant's, when he says that, the finger's not pointing at the fans. It might be the team. It might be the coach. It might be the front office. What would you say to that?
All I'm saying is it's tough to get your due when you're playing with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, whether you're Kevin Durant, whether you're Butler, whether you're Klay Thompson. So Durant felt a certain kind of way, and he took off, and now Jimmy Butler essentially is the new Kevin Durant, changing the dynamic of this team. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by MB Jesse Painting. And don't forget, during the 12 o'clock hour, we will be giving away another spot to play knockout at Chase Center. You're going to want to be listening between now and the 1 o'clock hour for your chance to play knockout with 95.7 The Game at Chase Center.
Let's go.
We'll be right back on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, good morning from Thrive City. We are adjacent to Chase Center at Splash, a new restaurant and sports bar right outside the arena. And it's going to be a great place for Warrior fans to congregate before and after games. And we're really having a good time here. We're waiting for Festus Ezeli to join us, former Golden State Warrior, now working at NBC Sports Bay Area. But in the meantime, I got my boss saying, what's the plan that the fans have for Jimmy Butler? And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, well, they have a second chance to make a first impression with a star that's coming to the Warriors. And I was just curious about, you know, how this fan base is going to go about embracing Jimmy Butler, how we feel about Jimmy Butler. You know, I saw something on the text line that I think is appropriate. I think Warrior fans felt like we all loved them when they got Durant, but I don't think the Warrior fans felt like we needed Durant.
I'm one of them.
But Jimmy Butler is different. It feels like the fans acknowledge now this team needs a player like Jimmy Butler. So I wonder if
I wonder if that
has a little something to do with how it all plays out in the future.
Yeah, no doubt. And again, the boss can talk about a plan, but how can the fans outside of cheering, you know, put that plan in action? Because I feel like they don't have the power. They don't have the resources, the access, because they don't travel. They don't practice with Jimmy Butler. And I'll say this. I'm no doctor or psychologist, but I felt there was, you know, Durant, it sometimes displayed diva tendencies, insecurity, countless scoreboard for things maybe Jimmy Butler might not be looking for, or things, you know, that may not mean anything to him. But what you just said, to get to the nitty-gritty about, yeah, I felt like we didn't need Durant. And I was like, you had a 3-1. Why would you come join us? But the fact that Jimmy Butler looks like Moses now coming in to save the day and be a part of the reemergence for a stretch run for the Golden State Warriors, that's why I keep saying, Stoney, a match made in heaven. And I think he may already get that pass because we need him. We were starving for something. And right now, again, through two games, it looks immaculate.
Let's go out to Tony. Tony's in Alameda. Tony wants to get into it. Hey, Tony, what's going on?
Nothing much, guys. You sound good out there.
Oh, thank you.
I'm curious to know, has Butler ever left another team happy? That's my concern, is that there's always a honeymoon period, and I think that all the other teams are probably sounding like Guru right now, but it hasn't ended well. And that is my concern, is that there's a honeymoon period, everybody's happy, but at some point it's going to go south like it has in all of his other trips to other teams.
Yeah, appreciate it, Tony. And obviously that's got to be something in the back of anybody's head. I mean, the one thing that I do think is, and maybe I shouldn't say it this way,
go ahead.
How much damage can you do in 2.5 years?
And that's just what I was going
to
say.
I mean, it seems to me like 2.5 years is a relatively short period of time compared to the amount of time he spent in other organization and then kind of wore out his welcome. So, I am downplaying that a little bit in terms of, Butler maybe burning bridges here. I either don't think it's going to happen, or it's going to happen so far down the road that it's not going to be a big deal. That's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah, and you talk about the multiple suspensions. And again, I'm not going to exonerate him and say he didn't deserve to get suspended. But the shenanigans that went on in Miami, Stoney, you just think at the age that Jimmy Butler is, what, 35 years old, that he knows, okay, the jig is up. It's time for me to come in here and be what I'm supposed to be, and that's a professional. And this Warrior culture, Stoney, up until the end with Kevin Durant has been stellar. So would you have a problem if I said to any fan that calls and they're worried about 2 years from now, let's just take it day by day, game by game?
No, that's fine. From the 415 on the text line, hey, Matt, how are you feeling about Jimmy Butler after two games? Are you on or are you still unsure? All right, let me just get this out of the way.
Go ahead, baby.
Did I like the trade? Not really. For one reason and one reason only, I'm skeptical of the three 35-year-olds that got to play a full season, then get into the playoffs and make something happen. That, to me, sounds like a daunting challenge. By the same token, if you watch this team for the first two games, it sure seems like the three of those guys right now are healthy. And if they're healthy, maybe the Warriors do have a ball game. There's no doubt that the way they looked in the last two games was different than the way they looked prior to those two games. Now, you can talk about the opponents all you want, but the reality is the Warriors have some excitement brewing here with Jimmy Butler, and now they got to play the second half of the season and see if they can chalk up some wins, essentially, and climb the standings.
Yeah. But they got two in a row.
Again, not crazy about the move, to be honest with you, but now we got to see how it works. And if it works, more power to the Golden State Warriors.
No doubt about it. I'm excited, and they got two games back-to-back, and we got the big fella here, Stani.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. He's about to break it down for us.
All right. Let's. Usually our guests are on the River Islands guest line, but Festus is sitting down with us. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Festus, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate it, man.
What's up, fellas? What's going on? Good morning.
How are you?
We're excited.
Happy All-Star Weekend.
Yeah.
No, I'm excited as well. The Bay Area, this the excitement around the Bay Area, you can feel it. Everywhere you go, people are asking about it. But please stop asking me for tickets, because everybody's coming to town.
You know what I was just thinking, and you just reminded me of this a little bit, is, you know, before the Butler trade, had they not made the Butler trade, I almost feel like there wouldn't be as much excitement here. But I feel like the Butler trade has really kind of revved up the fan base.
For sure.
Do you feel the same way? I mean, out and about in the city.
Yeah, when your team is doing well, of course people are more excited for basketball, excited for your team. And then in turn, the whole NBA coming here is even more exciting. So Jimmy Butler being here, he's made a huge impact on the team so far. Some of the things that the Warriors were missing, free throws, points in the paint, Jimmy Butler has come in and answered in a big way. And then Steph Curry has also been on the heat of the past couple of games. So both of those things together, pretty good Warriors run so far.
Now, I hear you up there, and you do a phenomenal job with Bonte and Molly. And the beautiful part about you, Fetz, is you give the player perspective. Mm. And I don't want to be negative, because I'm super excited about the trade. Styles make fights, and Butler's doing this thing in the paint. We're getting to the free throw line. But we've been discussing, and some fans, Guru, you're being negative. What advice would you give Kuminga when he is ready to come back? Because to me, that's the only thing when we pick him up at the bus stop and we take off. Is it just as simple as coming back, or how would you advise him? And how is Kerr going to have? How big of a deal is that for Kerr to implement him back into it?
JK was balling before he left.
What
are you talking about? He was one of the better players on the team when he did. His athleticism, his versatility on the floor, I think those are the things the Warriors can really use right now. Excuse me. They can use it because the Warriors are small, and JK is somebody who can finish over any big in the league. I don't care if you're Victor Wembanyama. I don't care if you're Derek Lively for the Dallas. He is a guy that can finish, and you need that on the floor. You saw the Warriors were struggling in the paint. This is something I keep saying over and over and over. JK was finishing. He was making plays. He just continues to get better as a player. I think he's a future all-star in this league. The way he approaches the game, I love it. Having Jimmy Butler in the lineup is going to help him.
I love it.
Jimmy Butler makes the game very easy. And as a young player, you can always learn from older guys. I think about myself. When I had Andrew Bogut on the team, I just asked questions all the time. How do you block that shot? How did you get to that? When you're playing against this guy, how do you do that? He can watch. If you add the ability to draw fouls that Jimmy Butler has to Jonathan Kuminga's game, that's going to be insane.
Man.
Let me ask you this about Jonathan, comparing him to you a little bit. You obviously started playing basketball a little later in life. So did Jonathan.
Uh-huh.
Did you feel like, so you go to Vanderbilt. Did you feel like you were behind? And then when you got to the pros, did you feel like you had to catch up? And how long did it take you to kind of catch up if you felt like you were behind fundamentally and all that stuff?
I want to make a very clear statement right now.
Wow.
Jonathan Kuminga at his stage is much better as a player than I was. I had to learn from scratch. When I came to the United States, I came here at 15 years old,
right.
Picked up a basketball for the first time. And at 16, I scored on the wrong basket. I didn't know what was going on the court. I was very uncoordinated. I didn't know the rules. And eventually I got to learn with mentors, going to college, playing for Kevin Stallings. All these things really helped me. Even having Mark Jackson here as a coach, as a rookie, these things helped me. But Jonathan Kuminga came in as a 19-year-old, 7th pick in the draft. He is athletic as all get out. He can score the basketball. He has all the tools that you can teach. Now it's about growing in the game, learning to make the game easier. Mm. Because when you're young, you rely so much on your athleticism. There's so many ways to make the game so much easier. You've heard Michael Jordan break down the game. I get these many points. I can get these points from free throws. Carmelo learned that from Michael Jordan. I think the same way that the young generation learns from the older generation, that's the same way that Jonathan Kuminga can learn from a guy like Jimmy Butler and his experience.
I love that, Steiny Francis. I can't wait for him to get back. Now, I try to live my life predicated on giving credit where credit is due. And Fences, the fans were speaking before the trade went down and it was announced. What's Mike Dunleavy doing? He did it. He got Butler here. He didn't give away the future. Can we put some respect on Mike D's name? And I'm talking to the fans because he did that. He delivered.
Listen, a lot of times there's things that happen in our lives. Think about even in our personal lives. There's so many things that happen that you can't really understand until later down the line. You're like, this really crazy thing happened and actually worked to my benefit later in life. I feel like Mike Dunleavy has done such a great job of getting a bad hand at several different times in his career so far, being the lead, the GM, and found a way to make play a good hand, play a good game. And for him, you know, you got to think about losing Klay Thompson is not an easy thing. Losing Chris Paul, these are not easy moves. And he was able to turn that into Buddy Hield, Kyle Anderson, Milton, De'Anthony Milton. These are at the time, we thought these were moves that could help the Warriors. Now, you didn't think they were going to be the championship team, but those were the best things he could have played at the time, and he played those. Then he got Dennis Schroeder in the middle of the season, which the Warriors needed another point guard to get Steph off the ball, especially when Brandon Podziemski got hurt. So he did that. That didn't work out. So what did he do again? He turned it again, turned it into Jimmy Butler. So he continues to make these moves, and sometimes you don't understand it. You got to think about back when Joe Lacob and Peter Gruber bought the Warriors and Monte Ellis got traded.
People didn't understand
that move. He actually got booed because people didn't understand. We're relying on Steph Curry, this guy who hasn't played in so long. Steph becomes an 11-time All-Star now. He's going to be playing in his 11th All-Star game, and he becomes the greatest shooter of all time, led this team to 4 championships. These are moves that you can't see on the back end, but on the now you're looking back as a Monday morning quarterback like, okay, all right.
Now he's an icon.
Yeah, so Mike Dunleavy deserves a lot of credit for some of the moves he's been able to make.
What are your expectations of this team now that they have Butler?
It's still so hard. It's still too soon to tell. I think I'm very impressed so far watching the chemistry. I love Jimmy Butler's playmaking ability. I think he's unlocked some of the guys. I saw him make some plays to Draymond Green. Now he's getting some of those plays that usually Draymond was the guy who's facilitating. So I love seeing that part of it. Quentin Post is coming to the game as a young player, and he's making his impact from the three-point line. If he continues to play at that level, the Warriors are going to be dangerous. They always have a punching chance because they have Steph Curry, the Warriors do, but you have to watch.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply.
Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To then see them play against some top competition, the OKCs, the Memphis Grizzlies, the Boston Celtics, the Cleveland Cavaliers. When you play against these teams and you watch the matchups and see how they go, then you know what you have.
Man, I love it. Fences, honesty is a big part of our show from 10 to 2. Even when we're wrong, we got to admit it. We got to call you out. So I'm doing that to myself because I look at Brandon Podziemski before injury and after.
Man.
And last year was just a plus. He did that. He earned it. But how shocked are you that he's come back since the injury? And Fences, before the trade, I'm like, we missed that jolt of energy. Everything he does is kind of infectious, and I kind of took him for granted. But just talk to us about what you've seen from him since coming back.
Brandon Podziemski, he's a baller, man. His rookie year showed that. His all-rookie team, he came in, his ability to shoot the ball, you saw his playmaking, you saw he plays with pace, all the things that you need from a young guy. He was doing a great job learning from Steph Curry. Sophomore slump is a normal thing in the NBA. Players come into the NBA the second year after having success the first year. The second year, you're now top of the scouting report, and you got to go through those punches to understand how to adjust your game. I thought there was that, but also, you just never know what a player is dealing with. Injury-wise, you don't know what their body's going through, and Brandon Podziemski looks like a totally different player after he came back from his recovery, and you know, he's shooting the ball better, he's moving the ball, he's just playing with a better feel for the game. So you got to give him a lot of credit for watching the game, understanding the holes where they needed, where the Warriors needed him, and coming in and implementing it. You see him taking charges again. You see him running all over the place. I say he runs around like a chicken with his head cut off, but that's what you can do when you're 21 years old. You run around the place, you bring some energy, and the Warriors really need that.
Let me ask you about your career for a little bit. You know, you came in your rookie year. I think you played 78 games. And really were a part of that rotation, absolutely. What, like, how's the knee feel? Like, when did you know, like, the knee just wasn't going to let you continue your career?
Well, I had a really bad injury. I think it was the year where we won 73 games. And with that injury, I tried to fix it up. I had a quick fix and tried to come back to play because I knew we had a chance to win a championship that year. But by the time the finals and everything got around, it wasn't feeling good enough. But you're in the NBA finals. You don't have a chance to say, I'm leaving to go do something else. So I felt like I would just give it a chance and ride it out. And it just didn't give me what I needed to help us win the championship that year. It still haunts me till today.
Really?
Losing a championship. Winning is great. I love winning. I hate losing more. And losing that championship, especially being up 3-1 and not being able to play to your abilities, that still haunts me till today. I went to Portland. I felt like I had a chance to rehab it there. They convinced me and told me that we had a great rehab team, and they did. We got to rehab, and during practice one of the days, I came out to practice. I was playing, and you know, on the ball screens, I was terrorizing them. I was dunking everything. I was me, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, this is going to be a dangerous duo. And it just never, I got hurt again in one of those practices, and it just never got back to it. In 2017, I had seven surgeries. I was in a wheelchair for 6 months. Like, it was a really tough recovery for me. It was some dark times. I got to come back and play again in 2021 in the bubble, in the G League bubble. But after that, I hung it up, and, you know, I decided to pursue something else. But I say this all the time to people, that my story is incredible. It's actually right online with the rest of my story. I told you I picked up a basketball for the first time at 16. And picking up a basketball at that age, I was told that it was too late. They told me, well, everybody's been playing since they were 3, 4, 5 years old. It's too late for you. You don't even know what side of the basket to go score on. And I could have stopped there. If I stopped there, the story was over. And it actually would have made sense. But I just kept going. I had people who came into my life. The harder I worked, more people came in, more people supported me. I had a purpose. The game gave me a purpose. I had teammates. I had family. And all those things supported me to the point where I became an NBA player. Now, even coming to the Warriors, I came here when the Warriors were the worst team in the NBA. I was drafted with Draymond Green, Harrison Barnes. We had a whole new young roster, and we were hungry to win. And I got to see this team go from the best to the best team in the NBA. From the worst team in the NBA to the best team in the NBA. Won 73 games. We beat Michael Jordan's record. Man, all these things have happened over the course of my career. Now, even when I stopped and I retired, my job was, I want to go see where the story leads me again. You know, so I started, you know, broadcasting and podcasting. Started a podcast called Rebuilding the Beast. And it really was about my story initially, but I got to connect with other people who were going through trials and tribulations, and I wanted to tell the stories of how they won. How do you go through a tough time and still win? That was my question I asked for a long time. I had a really tough time when I had to be in a wheelchair for 6 months.
Oh, wow.
Playing an NBA final.
Wow.
So these are the things that, the stories that I haven't fully told, but going through that, it led me to broadcasting, from podcasting, and then now I'm doing all sorts of things. I'm a public speaker, a motivational speaker. I speak at corporations. I work with NBA Africa. We're trying to grow the
That's
game
awesome,
back there
man.
To bring more opportunities to kids. The same way I got opportunity to come here and to do the things I'm doing now. I never thought that my life would be any things I'm doing now. So, life is incredible. You just got to keep letting things unfold.
And I'm not just saying this, Donnie, because he's in front of us, but that's very powerful. And when I watch you on IG or even at the arena, you got a light to you where you just are a people magnet. They love you. But now hearing your story, it's kind of like he's taking nothing for granted.
Yeah, God has been incredible to me my whole life. My first name is actually Ifani, and that means nothing is impossible with God. And as long as I continue to live in that light, I have no idea. Like, I didn't think I was going to be here. I didn't think you were going to be interviewing me in my life. I thought I was just going to be a doctor when I came to the United States, which an incredible profession, which I thought I was going to be doing. I didn't think that I was going to take a path of being a basketball player, being an ambassador for the Warriors.
Well, you
now,
can still go to med
Africa.
School, right?
Look at I still him. Can. But you know what's funny? RIP to one of my guys, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes, sir.
We had a conversation years ago. This is when I was really struggling with the choice of basketball or med school while I was in Vanderbilt. And, you know, so one of my mentors introduced me to Dikembe. And he told me about his journey. He wanted to be a doctor as well, but his decision lied in, he said, you could either be one doctor in one city, in one place, or you could be like me and have built several hospitals, have hundreds of doctors on payroll,
wow,
and have treated hundreds of thousands of people. So when I looked at it that way, I just thought that there was a better way for me to use my voice, and that's what I'm trying to do now.
Oh,
great stuff. Yeah. Real quick, before we get you out of here, I know you're in the celebrity pickleball game.
Oh, yes.
Uh-oh.
Pickleball, baby.
But I want you to talk about the Vision Cameroon from the court to the kitchen. What's that?
So, yeah, my best friend and I from Vanderbilt, we both from Africa. We came here as teenagers, and like I said, we're living the lives that we never expected, but it came because of the opportunities we were given. So our job now is to find ways to give those same opportunities to other kids. Every year in Africa, we go to Cameroon, and we help. We support kids. We host them for a week, and during that week, we teach them basketball skills. We teach them life skills. Last year, Klay Thompson came. You guys saw him dancing on IG. But that's how happy he was. This is a guy at the middle of one of the biggest decisions of his career. He decides that he wants to come to Africa to support the kids. It says a lot about Klay. It says a lot about the brotherhood that I've gotten to form with all the different guys that I've played with and against in my time here. But it also says a lot about the work that we're doing back there. We're trying to support the kids. We're trying to help them. Six of the kids, we got them scholarships to come to the United States.
Wow.
So proud of what we're doing. I'm happy that some of my friends, some of my most incredible friends, have people who are executives at Microsoft. They came and taught the kids computer programming. Executives from Salesforce came with me to teach the kids about, you know, women empowerment, and we had medical professionals come help the kids as well. So the work that we're doing is only going to grow. I'm doing an event tomorrow night. This is going to be here at the IKEA Hall.
Okay.
We had a venue initially, but now it continues to grow. So we got a bigger venue. It's going to be a fundraiser, and we're going to be having fun. But there's two sides to this event. One of them is I love food. I love the food in San Francisco. I love the small businesses here. I think that's one of the most underrated parts of San Francisco is the food. And I want to bring lights. I want to bring more attention to the small businesses, to the restaurants here. As you guys are all celebrating, enjoying yourselves, right. I hope that you're all spending your money with the small businesses here. We're bringing $350 million in revenue as the NBA All-Star Game comes to the Bay Area. Please support your local businesses. This is going to be showcasing our local top food vendors here, and it's going to be an event with music, fun, dancing. Bring your dancing shoes.
Okay. All right, I got some moves.
And we're going to, you know, auction some, you know, Warriors exclusive items. And the whole goal is for 100% of the proceeds are going to go to Vision Cameroon
wow.
to the kids.
God, this great, guy, great man. Stuff. Awesome hey, Festus, thank you so much for joining us.
You could
really
thank
appreciate
you.
It. And good luck with everything you're up to, which is all good stuff.
Don't forget about the Celebrity Pickleball Tournament.
Okay.
It's on Saturday, 12 to 4 at the Warfield. Tickets are as cheap as $25, but you're going to see your favorite people. Chris Mullin is going to be there. Terrell Owens. You're going to have Tyler Hansbrough. It's a lot of names.
What about our guy Bonte?
Anthony Anderson. Bonte,
he's not big enough celebrity.
He's not that. He's just not a big enough athlete
okay.
yet.
Well, yes, the Celebrity Pickleball. You can also get tickets for Celebrity Pickleball at CelebrityPickleballBash.com. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Life Source Water Systems.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Like we said, we got a lot going on today. We are broadcasting live from Splash Sports Bar adjacent to Chase Center. And we've got guests coming and going today. And don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Joining us now is Tiffany Williams. She's the Chief Operating Officer of 30 Inc. And I first need you to talk about what 30 Inc. is, Tiffany.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
30 Inc. is the off-the-court business collective for Stephen. So there's 8 businesses housed under 30 Inc., some which you guys have heard of, Unanimous Media, that recently had the show Mr. Throwback on Peacock.
Okay.
There's SC30 Agency that manages Steph. And then we have 7K, which is the creative agency that is producing our space this weekend.
Interesting.
Is, yeah.
The one thing I was going to ask is how are all these, like, how busy is Steph this weekend, I guess is what I want to ask.
He is very busy. It's
really?
Some long days. The goal is, you know, just to get him out in the community, see, have as many fans as possible, get to see him, and, you know, have that up-close experience. So with all the events that the NBA is hosting and then us here at Splash, it's going to be a long weekend.
Cool.
Yeah, Tiffany, I got to ask you because we keep it real here on our show. We try to. I know he's busy, but my heart is hurt. My kids, why didn't he participate in the three-point contest? Can you shed some light on that? Is it the finger? Tim, I was like, no.
On the spot. Right?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll see.
Okay. All right.
Tiffany Williams joining us right now on 95.7 The Game. She's the Chief Operating Officer at 30 Inc. That's Steph Curry's collective. I think you know Marcus Thompson, the longtime writer at The Athletic.
Yeah.
I remember after he wrote the book on Steph Curry, I said to him, hey, Marcus, have you ever seen Steph mad? And he said the worst he ever saw him was after a game, Steph said, you know what, I don't feel like talking tonight, Marcus. You work closely with him.
Mm.
I mean, is he as great a guy as everybody perceives him to be?
Is exactly the guy that everybody perceives
wow.
him to be. Amazing guy, always wanting to, you know, use his platform to help others, and, you know, all the things that, you know, everybody thinks about just how great a guy he is truly that person.
Like, if you have to deal with Steph after a game, mm-hmm. can you tell the difference between when he wins and when he loses?
You know, he's always, you know, he has that same kind of demeanor.
Right.
You know, sometimes I feel bad because I feel like I'm, you know, always bugging him, but he's all, you know, always has the same energy, whether, you know, it's a win or a loss or whatever is going on. He, you know, really takes the time to, you know, pay attention to what's happening in that moment and provide you that support, so the support or those resources that's needed at the time.
It's so funny, Tiffany. I was going to ask you, you know, they pull off this big trade, and I was telling my partner, Stani, Steph seems re-energized. He's like a little kid at Disneyland. He's frisky, and he's playing great ball. But his personality is, even if they hadn't pulled off the trade, he's the ambassador he is, and he's just going to keep it moving and be the same guy regardless if they're winning or losing.
Yes.
That's what makes him special.
It is. It really is.
Did you, were you a part, do you travel with Steph when he went to the Olympics, for example? Do you have work to do there? Or?
I did, but I did it from here. I did not travel this time. We were planning things for when he returned, so I stayed here in the Bay Area, but I was working those Paris hours.
Gotcha. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us.
Awesome.
Really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
What you're doing is great, and obviously Steph Curry is a paragon around
one of a
here.
Kind,
yeah.
Stani.
So thank you so much for joining us, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, you guys too.
All right, that's Tiffany Williams, Chief Operating Officer of 30 Inc. That's Steph Curry's collective, which involves seven businesses. And,
wow.
Steph is integrated into the Bay Area community in a big, big way. That much we know. Hey,
ripping me for asking the Tiffany about Steph at the 3-point contest.
Yeah,
you told me to do it.
Well,
that was your advice.
If I told
thank
you, to,
you, T.
You know, if I told you to jump off a bridge, would you jump off a bridge?
No, I would, man.
Huh. Although I got to tell you, Goo.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but
simmer.
Did you hear her say we'll see?
I did.
We'll see.
Perry Mason.
We're not there yet.
Yeah,
we're not.
There we go.
We're not there yet, but thanks to Tiffany Williams. Let's see. Who we got coming up next? We've got 12:15 will be our next guest. So we got open lines at 888-957-9570. And Carter, do we have anybody waiting online right now? Sirius in Oakland. What's going on, man?
How y'all doing?
Doing well.
First things first, I have to say that y'all are the best radio broadcasting system on the planet, I think. I have to say, Steiny and Guru, y'all are like the best of the folk world. Y'all remind me of the old school TV show, The Odd Couple, except Guru was a little bit more stylish than Oscar was. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, appreciate
so the
love, baby.
We got to get first things first. I have to give the people my props, and they deserve it. So, but let's get to this key part.
All right,
so we talking about Jimmy Butler, right?
Yep.
I believe that Draymond Green is our junkyard dog. Like, he's going to guard the property. He's going to make sure all the assets don't get attacked, nobody jumping over the fence. He's going to bark and bite you. But when he got Jimmy Butler on his squad, man, they ping-ponging the ball with alley-oops and having fun. Like, they the same degree. They got the same pedigree. They got the same killer instinct. And that brought back inspiration to the team. And it also freed up space. And, you know, now with Quentin Post and Moody playing at their best that they can do, they add into the team. It's creating a morale. So whatever happened where Jimmy was before, it somehow had to deal with morale and the way that people play, because basketball is about gelling. And I didn't even realize, because the first time I called, I said, Jim Butler is probably going to not be, I'm out on him. But when I seen that first game, I didn't need to see two games. I saw the first game and the way that basketball IQ of passing and getting and freeing people up and letting Steph do his thing, it's like that's cerebral. That's like intelligence, and basketball is about offensive and defense awareness. So if you have that,
wow,
and you add that to ability to get to the basket, score, create fouls. I hate when we lose and everybody want to shoot threes. shooting threes at when we're losing is not the option. We need to go to the basketball. That's old school basketball fundamentals. You get to the, when you're behind, you get the two. You try to go three the hard way. You get fouled. You go free throws. We got to add that back to the game. We are raw at threes. We could do that. But we need to also penetrate and make people fear us when we in the paint. And I think Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green connected. They understand that IQ. And we're going to see a different Warrior team after the All-Star break. Only because these dogs then woke up everybody else's spirit.
Wow.
I think Jimmy Butler and Draymond are going to jail like they did. And those two games, it's going to be a couple more to come. I'm not going to say we're going to not lose some, but I say I think we're going to win a little bit more. And I appreciate y'all, gentlemen, for taking my call.
Good stuff, man. Thanks for the love.
Appreciate it, Sirius.
Kind of hard not to be excited about just what we – it's a sample. I get it, Stoney, but good God, you know the game. Evan, I know. I feel like I know the game. I know what I'm watching, and the stuff just out of the box score, it just feels like a rejuvenation. And for the chef, Steph Curry, Tiffany's guy that just joined us, for him to say the game on the offensive end just seems a bit easier, that's a big-time statement, man.
You know, I'm wondering – from Warriors fans, and I purposely didn't like go onto the internet and research this, but I was thinking about all the trades the Warriors have made over the years, and which ones worked and which ones didn't, and what do you guys think the Butler trade is going to do? I mean, certainly after 3 or 4 days, it feels like it's going to work. But, you know, I remember, I can go back to 2000 when the Warriors acquired Larry Hughes. Remember Larry Hughes?
Yeah, East St. Louis.
Yeah, they traded for Larry Hughes. He was playing in Philadelphia. He was a young player. He was a kind of a high flyer. And
Larry.
When the Warriors got him, it was in the middle of their dry spell. And there was a lot of positivity around Larry Hughes. In fact, the one thing I remember about his first game with the Warriors is they had the biggest walk-up crowd that they'd ever had up to that point. And, you know, Larry Hughes was a nice player, but he couldn't quite turn the fortunes around of the Golden State Warriors, which, quite frankly, nobody really did until Steph got here.
Yeah, and I'll say this, Donnie, if we were in a courtroom and I'm...
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.